T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's so unfortunate. Oh, my God.
Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing, and most of all,
thank you for listening.
Yeah, that's a big one. Thank you to Dustin for his great week of work. Thank you to Kevin for
just
his...
just incredible!
Yes, his 50th anniversary of the podcast. 50 podcasts for Kevin, the Screamers and Howlers podcast.
God bless you, sir.
Yeah.
Couldn't have done it without
people
you.
People should contact us. How do they get a hold of us again?
Of course, you can follow us on Twitter, at Screamer Howler.
Yeah.
That is at Screamer Howler. Connor's a follower. David Haw's a follower. Dan Bernstein, not so much.
Come on. Get your head out of your rear end and let's go.
Are you sure I'm not? I guess I'm not.
Why don't you get on it right now? Here, you got a phone in front of you.
It's a personal affront if you don't follow.
You know what? You don't love Kevbo?
I love
Kevbo. Screamers, Howlers.
Not that big a football fan.
We give you, inside information.
Oh, you'd rather I follow you and mute you? Yeah. Would that be a little disingenuous?
If the Screamers are too much, stay for the Howlers.
And thank you to Ray as well, even if he doesn't do the podcast.
Oh, baby!
He's in our hearts. And now we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Good
morning,
guys.
Good morning, fellas.
Anything new in the baseball world? Anything happened yesterday?
A couple of things.
Yeah.
Watching it just get worse and worse.
But they
won.
Yeah,
and then they won. And then it got worse and worse.
What, Joe?
And worse. And then they got on a plane and they flew back. And it's gonna get worse and worse.
Well, I think they just need their Bobby Jinx. You get to your third closer, you win the World Series. We're not going to complain about that.
I'd take a Cliff Polite at this point.
What about Mike Montgomery? Why was he pulled so quickly? I'm sure there was something, and I'm sure you're going to get to the bottom of it at
some
point.
There was a cascading series of events that unfolded.
CJ Edwards?
You know, I am a Joe Madden fan, full stop. I think he is better than most managers. I think he is a net positive. He had a bad day yesterday.
Yes.
He overcooked it yesterday.
He probably had his worst day of the season yesterday.
Was your headline, David?
I think I said Cubs survive Nationals, comma Joe Madden.
Yeah,
he that, felt that way. That was yesterday.
Felt that way.
And you know, you can. But Dan, I think you can be that. That's okay ground to be on, because you can be a fan of Joe Madden and still believe everything that we've said all season long. I think about his place, his future, his security, and what the respect he probably deserves and has earned, while acknowledging that, you know, that was really something that was avoidable and regrettable.
Good managers have bad days.
Yeah.
Good everythings have bad days. That was a bad day.
Connor, what was the craziest baseball decision in your opinion?
I think it's...
There were a lot.
I think it's letting him hit. I think it's as simple as letting him hit.
But don't you think, like I was saying to David, I would have had him just, you know.
Take sign.
That's it.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, letting him hit. Letting him swing and effort as though he's a hitter.
And it was high effort. It was super high effort, too.
It is. And I know the guy's a minor league infielder. You know what I mean? I know he came up swinging bats. I understand, I guess, from that point, Joe's decision of like, we can let him stand there with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
That should have been the extent of it, though.
But
he should have stood there with a baseball bat. And quite honestly, if they sent him up there without a baseball bat, that would have been fine,
but
too.
But nobody on that team understands Pedro Strop's value to that bullpen more than Joe Madden, more than the people in that dugout. So to risk the injury, you should value him to the point where you want to protect him at every cost.
You know, and that's the thing. I'm sure at some point you're going to get somebody to say you can't manage scared. You can't play scared. Okay, fine. But if ever there's been a situation where you have to be scared, where the only way, the only place, the only emotion, the only center to have, if you're that team with that bullpen and the injuries you've had pitching-wise, scared is the place you've got to be.
Mike Montgomery after four innings is pretty scared managing.
You've got 95 pitchers in that bullpen when Pedro Strop saunters up to the plate with a bat in his hands.
This transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
I was a little surprised about the Contreras substitution, a little surprised how Terrence Gore was used when he was used. There were any...
How about Carl Edwards Jr.? Dan, there's a list.
Well, you know how I feel, but it's my fault. I'm causing
him bad.
I'm causing him to be bad. There's something going on in there. There's some tesseract or some connection where my projected discomfort is making him bad. The more uncomfortable I get, the worse he gets. It's totally my fault.
I'm hoping that over the course of the next week, we see Joe go into a game, lead off Schwarber, and then bring in C.J. Edwards as the closer. Just to kind of give it to everybody.
He does that, though. He steers into the skid sometimes. He will just try to confront it like that.
I thought that was kind of what yesterday's lineup looked like.
I think that's what he did.
And that was awful.
It was steering into that kind of skid, and he got himself there. He, through the sheer force of Javi Baez's will, got something to happen there.
It's a version of my bad stomach theory. It's a corollary to that. If you're having stomach problems and you say, well, eat nothing but rice and a little some saltines. No, you've got to punish your stomach for being bad to you. You double down.
Vindaloo.
That's
how for Indian food.
Go double down and really challenge it and reboot the system completely. So your body just like, well, I can't deal with this. Everything's going to be fine.
I'll have Vindaloo and a double chocolate milkshake.
There you go.
That's a great, rancid chicken is a great weight loss program.
Also a great punk band.
No, but Joe's got a defiance to him. He's got a rebellious spirit in the way he does some of this stuff, sometimes to a fault.
Yeah, I think he wants to prove that he is actually the smartest guy in the room. I mean, and that was maybe somewhat of yesterday, but I don't think that was the case when he sent Strope up to the plate. I think that was just a gamble that went wrong, and you don't anticipate a guy pulling his hamstring and being out for maybe the season when you do that. But when you do that and you risk that, you've got to take the consequences, and I think that's what we're dealing with now. A manager you actually, believe in is the right guy, but you can't endorse what he did.
How bad are those consequences? I want to know, are they out of first place by the end of the weekend, by the end of the week? Are they going to win the division no matter what? Does this affect them come playoff time? Everyone's like, Brandon Morrow's coming back, which is fine.
But not as the closer.
But not at 100%. Exactly.
I think they're still going to win the division. I don't think they're going to win the World Series.
Did you think so before?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't either.
I didn't. It doesn't fundamentally change.
But are they going to get there?
It does.
Are they going to win the NL?
See, before, with Strope, I thought they could win the National League. Yeah. I thought that they could actually win the pennant and go to the World Series.
They still can.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, if you go back to the day Daniel Murphy stopped hitting after he arrived here, if you go back to what that offense looked like, a healthy Pedro Strop and the possibility, as kind of vague and nebulous as it was, that Brandon Morrow would come back in some capacity, maybe you could win a World Series. Maybe. You got a much better chance then. It seemed more feasible then, given the fact that, obviously the AL is as stacked as anybody. You don't want to go up against any of those teams. But now it's completely different. It's an utter and complete turnaround. You're relying on offense from guys who do not hit in the last 3 weeks. That's who you're relying on offense from. That and the miracle making of Javi Baez. That's a tough way to earn your living.
It got you through yesterday.
It did. It got you through.
It got you through a game you felt like you didn't want to play, but you had to win. And that's the way they won it, because Javi being Javi.
But here's the with the way this team has played and the way it is now hurt, find me a game on this schedule that you do want to play and don't have to win. All of these games now feel like yesterday's game because of just how much against it you are. All of these games feel like a 3-0-5 in Washington.
Well, if they lose tonight, they can't blame MLB.
During a state of emergency. It all feels that way.
They can blame Tom Tunney.
What's on the agenda?
Our agenda today includes Robert Mays, staff writer at The Ringer, a Chicago-based national NFL guy who is going to have some Bears perspective for us. Pete Futak of College Football News at 10:40 will preview the weekend for that. Midday Midway at 11 We're going to revisit some of the Mitchell Trubisky stuff yesterday, some of the more introspective stuff, talking about what he sees and how he sees it and how he feels he needs to manage risk. You know, back to risk management, right? That's his responsibility, too. So we're going to hear him. Patrick Manley at noon is going to preview the Bears' upcoming opponent, the Seattle Seahawks.
And glow about Duke.
Yeah, and the Duke game. Right. Look at that.
Yeah, that was I thought Northwestern was going to be a lot more competitive in that game than they were.
I don't
that,
think Pat did.
Yeah, that game just kind of bled away, and then it was over. But some surprises along the way as well. Should be a fun Friday for us.
Have All right, show. Guys. We'll be listening. Have a great weekend.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.